It's 254 years since the great French philosopher Voltaire wrote Candide, a novella ridiculing religion, theologians, governments, and armies. Although it was widely banned when first published, it later came to be recognized as Voltaire's greatest work, chronicling, as it does, the protagonist's convoluted careening through a series of wild adventures before finally settling down to hard work and everyday life. Almost 200 years later, in 1956, Candide opened as a Broadway musical, with a score written by the inspired composer Leonard Bernstein, who had blended America's new art form of musical theater with traditional operatic styles. This is a big work, calling for a large chorus and many, many solo singing roles, not something often done, especially in a university setting.
I like to pick large shows with big chorus so more kids can be involved and get a chance to move and just be on stage and be part of a production.
That's Carol Rausch, chorus master and education director of the New Orleans Opera Association and, since 2010, director of the Loyola Opera Theater. Staging Candide for her is a dream come true. Not only because of the numerous singing roles for her talented students, but also because it requires a large orchestra, the largest Loyola has ever used in its annual opera production.
It's spectacular. It's just spectacular. There's some show-stopping tunes, Glitter and Be Gay, probably the best known of them. But the chorus numbers are also fantastic. There's a whole section, he lands in Lisbon during the time of the Inquisition. And of course, it's about burning and hanging, and it's kind of like the Roman circuses. Yay, let's go out and watch. And it's just, it's breathtaking. It's really fun, just fun.
There's so much great music in this fabulous work, and different people have different favorite parts. So I asked Carol Rausch what was hers.
It's funny that you ask that because it's kind of been kicking around inside of me. Make Our Garden Grow is, you know, a great choral ender. And in my life and in my different jobs, we've used it in a variety of contexts. In the summers, I work at Chautauqua Opera in upstate New York. I think we've done Make Our Garden Grow on every orchestra concert, every scenes program. And I think I maybe started taking it for granted a little bit. But then with fresh eyes, looking at the dialogue that leads up to that, after all these crazy adventures around the world, it's actually quite a meaningful realization that what's best for us is kind of the simplest, and it involves work and how important that is, and that we just kind of bloom where we're planted and make our garden grow. And it's I think a very meaningful way, after all the zaniness, it's pulled together in a really idea-rich way, I think, at the end. So probably that.
For information about Candide, which will take place at Loyola University on Friday, January 18th at 7:30 and Sunday, January 20th at 3, go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.